ATI is a training and consulting company specializing in systematic thinking. A first step. In this short video, you will learn the single most powerful question to blow away the fog of complexity and reveal the reality beneath. We use this question in every consulting engagement and as facilitators to get things on the right path and avoid the many pitfalls that sidetrack good, clear thinking and right action. Also, it's an excellent question to ask others to provide the necessary starting point for a discussion of their issues. As a bonus, we will also share one important question in determining the true cause of any problem. But first, I want to explain our strategy for supporting good thinking. Just-in-time thinking. Your memory contains a vast amount of information, observations, knowledge, and judgments. But how can all this be accessed so you have what's needed when it's needed? Questions stimulate and direct thinking. Ask a question and the brain goes to work to try to answer it. This happens naturally. We found that the best questions for critical thinking are ones that are specific, focused, and directly related to what the thinker is trying to accomplish. The second thing to know is that there is a logical and practical hierarchy of questions to best analyze any situation. This follows the first things first principle. A collection of random questions, even great questions, will not automatically lead to understanding on how to resolve an issue. Even a great question will fail if asked at the wrong time. That's what happens in a typical discussion. There are gems of information volunteered, which then get buried with many tangential and irrelevant comments. What is needed is a thinking process that asks the key questions, organizes the answers, and keeps the focus on the purpose of the effort. What is also needed is the ability to make progress along a tailored path based upon what the current situation demands. Our critical thinking framework is a process composed of a purpose-driven hierarchy of questions designed to focus effort and speed collaboration. The questions pull into awareness the relevant information and knowledge, making possible the systematic application of judgment in order to accomplish the desired purpose. But what has been achieved with this systematic approach? For us, one simple and reliable way to document the impact of these methods has been to have participants use them on real issues during the workshops themselves. This is a good test because nothing new is added except the questions and the process that organizes the questions. We've witnessed and documented dramatic results informally during our workshops and more formally as part of follow-up assessments. I mention this now because when you see the examples of the questions we use, you will be very surprised at how simple they are. These simple questions, when teamed together in a logical process, are able to produce truly astounding results, results that have been achieved by many of the world's most successful organizations, year after year, and in every industry. Focus is the key, and the correct focus is gained by asking the right questions. Here are some more particulars about our thinking framework and the questions I promise to share with you. Concern analysis is the first process in the BPI critical thinking framework. It is used to accomplish several things, but the main two are to identify what issue to work on and what analysis to use. One key question we ask is, what specifically was observed that triggered your concern? This is essential because we must be sure that our analysis begins with reality and not conjecture. This question can often blow away the morass of premature conclusions, competing theories, and conflicting solutions that our brains create when reality is pushed aside and fuzzy generalizations take the spotlight. Here are two simple examples just to introduce the concept. A team was assigned the task of improving organizational morale. They already had a few meetings and were considering doing a company picnic to pull people together and improve relationships all around. In fact, they had begun to plan the picnic. Well, several team members found themselves in a critical thinking class and decided to use their team issue as practice in the class. This question led them to reset their thinking. What specifically was observed that triggered your concern with poor morale? They reported employees complained about spending too much time at work and not enough time with their families. Many mentioned getting pressure from loved ones to focus on them and not work. With the focus on this reality, the picnic didn't seem like such a great idea, pulling the whole family into a work event, picnic or not. Example number two. Same concern, different people. My concern is poor morale, but I already know what to do about it, said a power station manager. I'm going to paint the substation. So he also jumped from a generalization into a solution. We ask him what specifically was observed that triggered your concern with poor morale. People are complaining about cuts in their benefits package. Keeping this reality in focus, he decided that paint would not be the best solution. In fact, it might even have made the situation worse, spending money for paint when people were suffering cuts. But how did he come up with that painting idea? He explained, I can't do anything about the benefits package, but I have some money in the maintenance budget. I always feel better in attractive surroundings, so we got it. These were very simple examples. It only gets worse when we tackle tougher concerns and move further away from reality. We sometimes act stupid when all we really are is distracted. The insights that change people's minds from doing a picnic or painting the substation did not come from new information being given to the decision makers. It came from providing the right focus. So sometimes we don't even need to get more information, just make better use of what we already know. Okay, that's one key question from concern analysis. Let's move on to the next thinking process, which is problem solving, and the second question I promised. The purpose of our problem solving process is to reveal the true cause of a problem. One challenging part of figuring out the cause of a problem is how to zero in on the most likely cause. Sometimes this can be very challenging, especially if the list of possibilities is long and the problem complicated. Here is one critical question that helps us evaluate potential causes by using the available facts and our judgment. We look at each potential cause and ask, if this were the true cause, would we expect these facts? This question refers to the set of facts in the problem description. The key word in this question is expect. This triggers the application of our judgment as to whether a fact is expected. Unexpected facts will motivate us to seek better causes. When we are done with this question, the most likely cause will be the one that fits the facts the best. It will have the fewest unexpected facts. Here is a personal example. One evening, our youngest son arrived late to dinner, claiming he was late because he was studying at the high school library. In this context, the possible cause of his tardiness was studying. But how did that fit the facts? A quick review revealed that the following facts were unexpected. Along with being late, his hair was wet. It was Friday, not Thursday or even Sunday when we might expect a library visit. And the fact that this was the one child least interested in school was unexpected. I decided a better potential cause was that he was surfing and lost track of time. He verified this eventually. This question is useful in other ways, but I will leave that for another discussion. Practical critical thinking, as we use it, involves the systematic application of judgment to respond to issues we care about. Here is the full critical thinking framework. The questions are organized into four tools. In addition to concern analysis, which identifies what issues to address, we have problem solving to find the cause, decision making to decide what action to take, and planning to implement selected actions. The framework is made up of a hierarchy of simple yet powerful questions that work together to clarify thinking and speed us to action. Just watching this video may have increased your awareness of how questions can improve the understanding of things you care about. We invite you to learn more by attending the Critical Thinking Workshop sponsored by your organization. There, you will be given the opportunity to learn our complete critical thinking framework and to practice applying the ideas to your own problems and issues. And you might visit our website to review some of the articles. In any case, we want to invite you to join us in our continuing mission to make common sense more common.